Morning, how's everybody? You get me today. We're going to have a little bit of fun today. I'm going to ask for some audience participation a little bit later on. So I just want you to sort of, while I'm talking, just figure out someone you might like to pray with a bit later on, and just in pairs for maybe a couple of minutes. The passage today, I just wanted to draw your attention to a couple of things. The first one is the words, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father. It sounds very very intimate, very sort of direct with God, so bear that in mind. The other bit is, your Father knows what you need before you even ask him. I think that's a pretty amazing thing. And then we have that wonderful Lord's Prayer. I've got my prayer t-shirt on. It's not a shoe clinic t-shirt. Ben told me it looked like a shoe clinic t-shirt, but no, it says Prayer, the world's greatest wireless network or wireless communication. I'm a bit of a nerd. Everybody knows I'm a bit of a nerd. So the passage is essentially this passage is a guidance on how to pray. It's a guide. Jesus is on the mount giving his sermon, and this is the bit where he teaches you how to pray. And in this passage, he gives you the Lord's prayer, a wonderful prayer. When I was a kid, I used to sort of pray this at night. It was dark, and you know, I was a bit worried about maybe monsters under the bed or in the cupboard or whatever. And I used to say the Lord's Prayer. I don't know why, but it just was a natural thing to do. I'd sort of been to Sunday school. I knew the prayer, and it just gave me comfort. And I never got killed by any monsters under the bed or in the cupboard, so it must have worked. Jesus teaches his disciples and the crowds at the sermon at this location about the proper purpose and practice of prayer. He kind of emphasizes the relationship with God grounded in grace rather than kind of the religious practice that had been common at the time. And then he gives this very, very amazing model, the Lord's Prayer itself. It really encourages to pray directly to God. It encourages to be quiet and genuine, and to pray without prayer or selfishness. So what is prayer? I mean, it's been around for a long time. It's practiced by a lot of people in a lot of cultures and religions. It's viewed as a way to communicate with the divine, isn't it? Or some people see it as a moment of reflection and inner peace. It's done individually, as groups, silently, out loud, in a meditation, many, many forms. I think there's as many forms of prayer as there are really people alive. But we're Christians, so we need to focus in on Christian prayer. So what's Christian prayer? What do we believe? It's really a way to communicate with God, isn't it? It involves an expression of gratitude, request for guidance, seeking comfort. It's a personal and spiritual practice for us as a way to connect with God, and as a moment of reflection and inner peace, and spend time with God. It can be done individually, at home, quietly, with the door closed, in your car when you want the green light to stay green, or you're desperate for a car park. You can do it in groups. We have home groups, and we pray in church. We recite prayers, and that's pretty common in church, isn't it? We can meditate, or we can just simply talk to God from heart. Show of hands, who's prayed? If you're not putting your hand up, have you ever said grace at home, or have you sung some of the songs today? That's all prayer. Who has prayed for someone else, either present or not present? Yeah. Okay. Who has prayed out loud in front of other people? Pretty nervous, nerve-wracking that, isn't it? Yeah. All right. Who's prayed for healing and seen healing? I have. Someone prayed for healing for my plantar fasciitis at at New Wine, and it went away a couple of hours later, and I've never had plantar fasciitis since, and that was a good sort of 10 years ago now, so yeah. Who's prayed in tongues? I haven't. Yeah. For those who don't know what that is, it's kind of using the language of heaven and praying out as a natural way. And I think it's a wonderful way, from what I understand, to actually express what you're trying to express when you don't have words to express it. Who's seen answer to the prayer? Oh, I just talked about one of mine, yeah. Who would pray if they knew how to, but they don't really know how to or are a little bit nervous about it? You probably won't put your hand up, will you? Yeah. All right, well, hopefully today I'll give you some ideas and some clues about how to actually pray. Can we have that next slide up, please? Acts. So I thought what I wanted to do was give you a little bit of an acronym to maybe work as a model for prayer. So the word I chose is ACTS. It's a pretty common one online. There's a whole heap of them. This one kind of resonated with me. So if you want to look for a different acronym, there's heaps on the internet. So adoration, the A. This is the act of praising, which what we're doing is we're creating a model for prayer here. So if you're creating a prayer, this is kind of the model you can follow just to make sure you tick all the boxes when you're doing it. So adoration. This is the act of praising and worshipping God and who he is. It involves recognizing his greatness, majesty, and holiness. Ian asked us to put our hands out before. This is part of the adoration. You might say in your prayer something like, Father, you are completely holy and so breathtakingly beautiful. I fall at your feet in adoration. I hold out my hands in adoration. Confession. This is the part where we seek forgiveness and cleansing from God. It involves being honest about our failures and asking for his mercy. No secrets, a relationship of trust. Confession helps us to clear the way for a closer relationship with God. For example, you might say, Lord, you ask us to love your neighbor as ourselves. The truth is, I've failed to love others, and I've lost sight of how much you value me. Please forgive me. Thanksgiving. This part of the prayer, or this type of prayer, is the act of expressing gratitude to God for his blessings and goodness and what he's given us. It involves recognizing and appreciating the many ways God has provided for us and answered our prayers. For example, you might say, Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. I am grateful for your constant presence and the many blessings you've bestowed upon me. Supplication. I had to look this one up. It's a slightly complicated word. This is the act of making a request to God, asking for his help, guidance, and provision. It involves bringing our needs and the needs of others before him, trusting he will answer according to his will. It reminds us on our dependence on God and his willingness to provide for us. For example, you might say, Please help me grow as a disciple today. Guide me in my decisions and provide for my needs. So asking for something. So this model or this acronym provides a balanced approach to prayer. So if you're not quite sure how to construct a prayer, just think through these four aspects and ensure you include praise, confession, gratitude, and request in your communication to God. You can use it for short and long prayers. In the passage, Jesus taught us how to pray, didn't he? He gave us the Lord's Prayer. So if we apply this to the Lord's Prayer, you can see where these aspects come in. The Lord's Prayer begins with Our Father in Heaven, hallowed be your name, which is an expression of adoration and a praise for his God's, for his holiness and greatness. Confession is right there. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Thanksgiving, not explicit, but the overall tone of this prayer reflects gratitude for God and the provision and guidance he gives us. And finally, supplication. Give us today our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. There are several requests through that prayer. There, as I said before, there are many ways, many, many, many ways to pray. Some I was aware of, some when I was putting this together, I hadn't really thought about, and I thought they were quite amazing. And I'll go through one that I'm really, really excited about a bit later on. I just want to encourage you, don't be afraid or concerned or worried that you're praying wrong, or you're not saying enough, or you're saying too much, or you don't know what to say. Just to pray is enough. As I said in the very, very first part of the passage, your Father knows what you need before you even ask him. He knows what your prayers are. You're just in the process of delivering those yourself. So to pray is enough. Everything you do is absolutely fine. God loves you and wants to talk to you. He wants you to pray. He knows you and what you want to say, so just make space for him, and being in his presence is enough. But if you want to get good at it, prayer needs practice. The more you do, the more you want to do. The more you pray, the more you want to pray. And the more comfortable you will get with it. So here's some examples. And sometimes you might be praying, you don't even realize it. So fasting. So combining with prayer with fasting can really deepen your spiritual connection and focus. And we do this at least once a year, yeah, with Lent. So we deny ourselves something and we spend time with the Word and praying through Lent. Prayer journaling. So writing down what our prayers are. And then you can look back and see how your spiritual growth has worked. You can keep track of any answers to prayer that you've got. So writing things down. It also allows you to remember important things or important people that you need to keep praying for. I'm always worried I'm going to forget about people I need to pray for. So writing those down is a really helpful way of reminding you. Intercessory prayer, something we practice in church, right? It's praying on behalf of others. We have a section where we pray for the world, the church, politicians, people in need, so on and so forth. So we're asking people to intervene in people's lives and meet their needs. And we do this either collectively, and you can do intercessory prayer by yourself. Meditative prayer. So this is actually not speaking at all. It's just spending time in quiet meditation and trying to focus on God's presence and hear what he's saying. You know, we live such busy lives, don't we? So just actually spending time where it's quiet, you've closed the door, you're in a place, and you just listen for God speaking to you rather than speaking to God. Prayer with the Bible. We do this with our home groups, don't we? We use the scripture as a guide for our prayers and provide structure and inspiration. I don't know what happens in your home group, but we read a passage, we discuss it, we talk about it, and then right at the end we talk about how that's impacting on our lives, and we pray that God delivers the requests we have or the things we've spoken about, and fortifies and strengthens us to follow his will from the word that we're expecting or what we've read through the passage that we're praying on. Praying through the Bible. This is called Lectio Divina. It's a traditional practice of reading, meditation, and prayer and contemplation. It involves reading a scripture passage slowly and prayerfully and allowing God to speak through the text. Practicing the presence of God. So this is more day-to-day, being aware of where God is through your day and turning everyday moments into opportunity for prayer. So something happens that's good, or something happens that's bad, or you're looking for guidance, just offering a quick prayer to God through the day. Praying with lament. So expressing sorrow or grief in prayer. Powerful way to connect with God during difficult times. I'm always reminded of this when on Anzac Day they have the lament there. praying the reflective prayer. So reflective prayer practice involves reviewing your day at the end of the day, recognizing God's presence and seeking His guidance for the future. I do this with the Lectio 365 app that's on my phone in the evenings when you read through, and it provides a very reflective sort of opportunity to look at where God has been moving in your day, and then an opportunity to think about how you've sinned through the day and asking for forgiveness, and finishes in prayer. It's a really, really great way of practicing prayer in the evening. The News on Prayer book, I bet you I've just left it over there, but the prayer book, the hint's in the name, isn't it? The New Zealand prayer book is just full of prayers. So if you need guidance or structure, or just don't know what to say, have a look in there. It's great. There's a whole bunch of passages. There's a framework for prayer sessions with family or friends, or if you're looking for guidance, right through that. It's a great source book. And if nothing else, grace before meals is a great opportunity to offer prayer. But as I said before, I'm a little bit of a geek. I love role-playing and playing Dungeons and Dragons and games like that. And one of the ways I found to pray is to pray imaginatively. Use your imagination. So I want everybody, so in Dungeons and Dragons, you have a game master. So I'm going to kind of play that role. And you guys are all going to be in a little scene. So what I want you to do is place yourself into a biblical story or scene where you can engage more deeply with the text, with God. So everybody shut your eyes. And I want you to just listen to my words and just put yourself in this scene. Imagine you're present where Jesus calms the storm. We're in Mark 4, 35 to 41. Close your eyes and picture yourself on that boat with the disciples, feeling the rocking of the boat. You can smell the salt in the air, hear the howling wind as it builds and builds, and the waves start crashing around you. The boat starts to move more violently. You can feel the anxiety rising in you. It's the dark clouds gathering, the strong wind. Feel the fear and anxiety as the disciples, as they struggle to keep the boat afloat. Place yourself there. Imagine you are one of the disciples. You're experiencing the storm firsthand. Can you feel the water splashing in your face? Can you taste the salt on your lips? Can you feel the nausea rising in you as the boat sways beneath you? Then look over. Can you see Jesus? He's in the boat with you, and he's sleeping peacefully in amongst the chaos that is surrounding you. Feel the desperation as you reach over, you grab him. Teacher, don't you care if we drown? Watch as Jesus stands up. He raises his hands, he rebukes the wind and the waves, saying, quiet, be still. And suddenly, there's a calm. The wind dies down and the sea becomes completely still. Just feel the awe and wonder of witnessing this miracle. Your skin prickles, the hair rises on the back of your neck. Now take a moment to reflect on what you've just experienced. Talk to Jesus about your fears and anxieties. Ask him to calm the storms in your life and to give you peace. Thank him for his power and presence. You can open your eyes now. So prayer is an essential part of the Christian faith. It's considered one of the most powerful tools to connect with God. Communication, devotion, and faith are all three important aspects of prayer. You can deepen the relationship between a Christian God. Prayer is not asking about blessings or expressing gratitude, but about spending time in the quiet, reflecting and meditating. So what I want to do now is just for a few minutes, sorry Ben, we're probably not quite sort of here. Yeah. What I want you to do is just find your partner that I asked you to think about before. I want you to be brave. And maybe if this is the first time you have ever prayed out loud, maybe it's time to pray out loud, but you can pray in silence as well. But I just want you to pray. I'll give you about 4 or 5 minutes to about half past, just to pray silently or out loudly with your partner. Just in case you're feeling a bit uncomfortable, nervous, or don't know what to say, I'm just going to pop a prayer up here that you can use. And just pray for each other. And use this as an opportunity to just be thankful for God and ask for his guidance and feel his presence. So, yeah, about 3 or 4 minutes. Great. So how was that? If that's the first time you prayed out loud for somebody else or in front of someone else, well done. Congratulations. That's awesome. If anybody wants any prayer, I'm sure there'll be a prayer team afterwards. If there isn't, then I'm more than happy to pray with you and spend time in prayer. So remember, prayer is an important part of our Christian life. It's a personal and direct relationship with God, done quietly and genuinely, without prayer, without pride or selfishness. Remember the Lord's Prayer and the ACT model, and how to pray is a guide to pray and encourage. And I really encourage you to pray directly to God using those models. Remember there are many, many different ways to pray, I encourage you to sort of branch out, especially if you're finding prayer a little bit monotonous and boring, and you need to bring some excitement. I just think that way of putting yourself into the scenes of the Bible just is amazing. I loved that when I found it. It helps us deepen the relationship as Christians with God. In closing, I'd really encourage you, if you don't already, to make prayer a really important and daily part of your life. Amen.
Thanks, Liam. Just reminded me of how many different ways there are to pray. and how we probably need to have more resources available for us to encourage us to pray. If you'd like to stand, we're going to... We're going to sing a song about prayer. It's going to encourage us to pray.